Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the Healing Light Show, and I welcome every one of y'all here to listen to my show today. I know I've not had many shows here lately during the summertime. I have a lawn care service, and it kind of takes up my time, and a little time that I do have, I try to spend with my family. But in the wintertime, I'll have more shows coming on here, and more things to teach y'all about Jesus and about the Lord, about how God the Father works in our lives and how He's actually inside of us. So I want to welcome y'all here today. It's June 7th, 2013. Today's Friday, thank God. You know, everybody says, thank God it's Friday. The show today is about new doors and closing old doors in your life. So I know many of y'all have actually had new things come into your life from time to time. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a child being born in the family. Maybe you have death in your family. You know, maybe things are different now, and your life is really getting hard right now, and there's a change. And we just kind of don't really know what to do sometimes. We're just stuck there. We're not planning for it. And the thing about planned earth and about being in this life, it's you're living in a life of change. We're here to express ourselves. We're the divine expressing itself and learning and experiencing all different situations. So when you're expanding and you're learning, and you're learning to the divine part of ourselves, we want to reveal the Lord, the God, of one God in our lives. We want to see his love. We want to see his love through us. So, you know, the universe will throw things, or God will throw things for us to give a test for us to find his love in it. So no matter what the mind throws at us, oh, this is so terrible that, you know, there's not really no love in it, and there's not. But then we go look at the situation, it advanced us to a different area in our life. It's like if we had our mother, I mean, I've heard of a friend of mine or ex-girlfriend or something of my friend had a situation in her life where her mom's been sick and this and that. And it's kind of like when you have a person or a family member, a mom or a dad, whoever takes care of you and your family, and you're used to being taken care of all the time by these folks, but you've not really put in a whole lot to help them. Sometimes God will throw a loop in the relationship where you have to take care of them to return your favor to them, because if he don't throw a loop in it, you'll never show your love towards that person. It's always, you know, take, 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 take. The world ain't, I mean, for us to resemble God, God is always giving. So if we never give, we're never doing our purpose down here. Sometimes the enemy, sometimes the ego, all of that will try to get us not to act like our Father. He wants us to act like him. Take, 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 and destroy. Take, 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 and destroy. And we ain't designed for that. We're designed to reflect our Father. Give, 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 love. Give, 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 love. That's what his reflection is give, 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 love. And then when you give energy, give love. Love is the energy that heals, that creates, that transforms. When you do that, you transform as well, because they're reflecting yourself back to you. You see? So if a person is always getting stuff all the time, it's a lack within their cells that they're actually needing. When you're taking and you can't get enough, that means you're lacking something inside of you. It's lacking to open the Spirit of God in you. God is needing to be open within you. God needs to reveal himself to you, but he can't when you're avoiding him. You're blaming him for all the things in your life, all this and that. But the whole time he's helping you. He's trying to get you to see, to be a better person. Sometimes our old selves have to fall for a new and more brighter path to be born. So the old has to fall for a new life to be born. I had the last couple of years of that going on in my life. I had grandparents passing away. I had two grandfathers pass away in the same year. I wasn't really close to. The other one I was real close to. He was like my father. He kind of helped raise me. I learned a lot of things on my spiritual path from him. He wasn't perfect. I mean, trust me, he wasn't perfect. But he had that thing that God gave him that he could explain unknown things to you in simple ways that he just learned from his everyday life and from his mom. His mom was a very holy person. She's a very spiritual person. And he actually learned a lot from her. And he would share that with me from time to time. And that's how I learned about God, just by little simple questions I would ask him, and he would just rely with something very simple. And that's how I would learn. But he passed away, and he had Alzheimer's for many years. And I kindly saw him pass away when he got Alzheimer's, because he lost his mind and lost who he was. But his essence was still there. It's just him understanding us and trying to be with us. It's like he didn't have the memory. He didn't have the boot up there to really move his body. It's just his soul was the same. It's just his mind wasn't there. His body wasn't there. But anyway, when I lost him, it was more of a relief for him and the pain that he was in for him to be let into God, because I knew he was saved. I knew that he was baptized in the Spirit. I knew the cross was within him, open, and he was ready to go. And it was more of a release, but it was still a loss losing somebody that close to you, no matter what situation there was in. I was dealing with that. But all these doors closing was opening of a new door, a new spiritual opening door that I've been looking for. I never could grasp. I was learning all these alternative healing methods and all this and that, but I still couldn't grasp what I was really wanting. And I've had many doors open to me, and that Christ is actually revealing things to me each day. And it seems like the more you try to grasp something, the further it flies away from you. So the more you're trying to grasp that new job, the more you're trying to grasp that new relationship, and you're running after it, it's going to fly faster than a bullet away from you. So don't try that hard. Give it to God. Give it to His hands and go about your everyday life. I mean, don't completely give up on it. I mean, still meet new people, this and that, and go out to where people meet. But just don't give up. Just give it to the Lord. Don't try hard. Just go out, be able to be out where God can send somebody to you, but just don't try that hard. Just let Him do the trying, let the Holy Spirit do the trying. This is like when people are out in the field witnessing the people, we think that we've got to bang the word into them every second, but no, we're only supposed to plant the seed, and the Holy Spirit spreads the word through their mind and through their body. So the only thing you've got to do is drop the seed and let Him do the work. That's how it is with our lives. We've just got to drop the information to Him, and then He goes about his work for you, and he draws that job to you, He draws that loved one to you, he transforms your life that way. We just got to rely on Him. And I was going to talk to Sid Ross show that me and my wife was on yesterday morning. I think we got there about, we supposed to have been there around 9:54. We got there a little beforehand, but they was already in there seated. They didn't start show yet, but they was all gotten their seed. We kind of got lost on the route getting there on the interstate. Now Charlotte's highways are there here and there, and we kind of got confused or, went by the wrong exit or something, and we got there a little right there on time, but everybody was seated. So we ended up in the back row, and we didn't get to see Sid Roth until they actually started the show. They brought him up. He was in the dressing room getting ready and all this stuff. And one of the main things people say is, this real? Is he really talking about real miracles, or is this just him trying to make some money off of somebody? And a lot of people has that run through their mind when they're watching these shows. We was actually there for two tapings. We was taping. There's this guy came in. He was talking about adultery and about how he was stuck in, his mom was stuck in watching porn and this and that, and how he was stuck in that for so long. And the Lord tried to take him out little by little away from this porn industry, about being addicted to it and watching these things on the video and on the computer and all this stuff. And gradually the Lord had to work with him and got him away from it, and said that the enemy is releasing this pornography on the net over the family for the husbands and stuff to get addicted to this, to rip families apart. And I've saw this in my own life. I mean, my husband has been addicted to this stuff, and I had a little problem with it myself back years ago, and I had to say, this is enough. I had to say, this is enough. I had to throw all away the movies. I had to stop looking at these sites and this and that. And I had to say, this is enough. And I actually threw away a lot of stuff and just trained myself to get off of that. And it was pretty hard for me. But I did it, and the Lord helped me through this. And it was a step-by-step process. And it was something that I accomplished. And I praise the Lord for helping me through this. I mean, I was doing this before I got into the ministry and stuff. And it was just a step process. I had to get rid of all that stuff. And it's a spirit, man. I mean, a lot of people don't realize this is just an addiction. This is just in your mind. No, there is a spirit to that draws you to that. I've actually experienced this, dude. I mean, I was on the net one time, and you know how these little things get in your emails, and you open it up. So I wonder what this is about. And all of a sudden, that addiction, that spirit to that thing just hits you in the face, and it tries to draw you in. But if you're not ready for it, knock on doors, if you're not ready for it, you will be drawn into this stuff. So I've been working on myself enough over the years that I'm like, stop. This is it. I delete. So if somebody's not strong enough to deal with this spirit, because it gets you, it side will show up and show your pretty woman or something, and, click here, you'll do more, and this and that, and we'll show you more. I mean, if you're not strong enough, you'll go want to watch more. And before you know it, you're ordering porn movies and this and that, and you're in that. So you got to ask the Spirit of God to convict you of it and show you how to change yourself. Show you how to change yourself. So that's one of the things they was talking about there, and it really reached my heart a lot because I know the problem that I had, and I realized what the guy on stage was going through. And I know it's a hard thing. And there's another thing about reaching God within inside yourself. That's the other show, is reaching God within inside yourself. And that's another thing that I've been studying for a lot of years, looking for the God within, looking for Christ within. And Christ has revealed himself to me multiple times. And it's amazing. I love the Lord, and he's great. And I can't explain to you how much he loves you and each and every one of you. You just need to look inside and break down those walls of pain holding him away from you or holding you away from him. But he is within inside you. You just got to break those boundaries of hate that you have for other people or dislikes you have for other people where his love can pour through to you. You got to ask for him. You got to ask to receive him. Say, Lord, I want you to come within my heart to reveal my true self to me. You've got to have a teacher. He's got to be your Lord and Savior. He's got to be your Christ to reveal his love to you. Because if you never ask him, how are you ever going to know? How are you going to ever have a teacher? You got a part of him inside of you. Is just not turned on. This is like an empty key there. It's not really turned on. So you got to ask to receive him and ask him to send his Holy Spirit to open you up. Just accept him, how he died for you and how he raised again for you to make you a new man, to put himself, to awaken himself inside you. See, when he died on the cross and he was ascended, he put himself in everything when he ascended. He said, I go within everything. So the Lord was put in everything, all over the earth. But when we accept him, he opens up. See, the Lord wasn't everywhere at one time. A lot of people think he was. He wasn't everywhere at one time. He only did that when he ascended, when he went up into the sky, died and rose again. Then he opened up his Holy Spirit. And the disciples accepted his Holy Spirit, and then they started working through him. So when you accept him, the Holy Spirit is given to you to waken him up within you. So that's one of the things. But anyway, I'll go on here all day. I only got about 30 minutes or so. No, I think I got about 6 minutes. So I got to hurry. But anyway, the show is real. I really had heard God touch me with inside myself during the show. Sid Roth takes his show very seriously. He loves the people on the show. He really works hard for his show. He tries to find people each and every week for you. So I really, there's been tons of miracles that's happened from his show. There's a lot of, you know, spiritual, or I'll say ministers that's got the ability to heal that comes on the show that the Lord has given them the ability. So I really encourage y'all to watch the show, see what you get out of the show. And not all shows is not for all people, and some shows is for some people. It really depends on where you are in your life and what you need at that time. But I'm sure you can, I think his shows come on the church channel, TBN, there's a few other channels. You got to look at your local guide and see on your cable channels where he is at the same time, or at the right time, what I meant to say. But anyway, his show is real, and some of his people will help transform you if you feel drawn to the minister that he has on there and help transform you. And a lot of things you don't have to buy off his show. You can find it on YouTube. I found a lot of them ministers that teaches on there that try to sell CD. And you can find the same thing on YouTube that they're teaching. I ain't saying all things like it, but there is some things on there that you can go on YouTube and find. But I do, you know, I do say, you know, watch this show and see what you get out of it. And I got a lot of stuff out of it. It's just a part, you know, just a tool in my belt, or I'll say just a part that helps develop me when I watch his shows. But I saw Christ walk in spirit before his show started, and I saw during the last ministry it was doing the prayer to make God more aware inside of you. I saw Jesus reappear in there then. He was in there the whole time. I just couldn't see him, but he poured his spirit among the crowd and among the show to make it stronger for the viewers to watch when they watch, where it could really touch them. But the show is real, and what I felt was real. I saw people get healing, falling backwards in chairs that, you know, that wouldn't normally know, and they didn't really know what to expect when it happened to them. But I would say watch the shows and see what you get out of them and see which one you really enjoy. And if you feel, you know, guided to order something, go ahead. You know, you're helping his cause and helping those people. And anyway, but I want to thank every one of y'all for listening to my show today. And I'm going to try to have a show again here in the near future. And in the near future, I'm going to try to have some guest speakers on the show. So look forward to that. I mean, I never know what God has in store for this show, but I'm sure that's great things to bless y'all and to bless me and bless YouTube and whoever's listening to it. But like again, I want to say thank y'all for listening to the show, and I'm going to say a quick prayer for y'all. Lord Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing these people to this show to listen to this podcast. I thank you for putting your grace upon us, for dying on the cross and rising for us, and putting yourself within everything for us where we can access you at any time. I thank you for spreading your Holy Spirit amongst us where we can have contact, close contact with you anytime we want to, Lord. Lord Jesus, I ask you to heal anybody that's listening to this podcast that needs your healing love. I ask you to touch their hearts, to awaken their hearts, to let them know you more than they ever have before. I ask you to touch anybody that's asking it, that's watching it or listening to this podcast. I ask you to awaken the Holy Spirit within them. Show them your true love. Show them the fire of your Holy Spirit to heal their body, to transform their legs, their arms, their heart, whatever needs to be transformed. Lord, I ask you to do that now while they're listening to this show. Ask for the Holy Spirit to heal this person, heal the mental problems, heal the tattoo that's wanting to be removed or the sore that's there, heal the bad toe or bad feet, you know, the cold, whatever's going on here. I ask you to heal that now in Jesus' name. I thank you and praise you, Lord. I ask for the enemy to leave off of these people in Jesus' name. For the power of Jesus, the name of Jesus is stronger than anything in the universe, for it stretches amongst eternity. I say this in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus to touch, to drip on, because it heals. It heals and it renews all that it touches. He died for that for us. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for all that you've done. Anybody want to set the cross right now? Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I thank you for dying on the cross and raising again. I accept you in my heart, Lord Jesus. I ask you to come now. Come now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you just said that with me, he just came into your life. I want to say God bless every one of y'all, and I ask y'all to listen to any show that I have recorded on my podcast or on my little library list. God bless every one of y'all, and I'll be looking forward to for y'all listening to me again. God bless you and share the word about my show. Thank you all.